As the overture begins for Vermont Children's Theater's recent production of Beauty and the Beast, actors of all shapes, sizes, and talents stroll onto the stage.
Once upon a time, in a faraway land, a young prince...
Every young person who auditions at the Vermont Children's Theater gets a role, or at least a place in the chorus line. Co-director John Walker, who has had his own professional acting career, says this is a stage where just about every kid can shine, even if they aren't talented extroverts. Homeschoolers love this place.
The fact that the kids get on stage and learn to speak and have some self-esteem and learn some social dynamic skills, creative problem solving, stuff like that, that's a lesson plan in and of itself. And homeschool parents are always looking for that sort of thing. And we do that every summer here. So yeah, we do have quite a few homeschool parents.
Walker says children with disabilities are also always welcome and often bloom under the footlights. Sadie Chamberlain is living proof of that. Here she is as Mrs. Potts, a human teapot, sweetly stealing a scene in Beauty and the Beast.
If anyone can make the most of a living here, then love, it's you.
Sadie has a mild form of cerebral palsy, but she finds in children's theater a warm, supportive family.
Like, they care, but they don't care in the sense that they know, but they also know that I'm a 12-year-old girl, just like everyone else.
Older teenagers also get the spotlight. Emma O'Reilly plays the lead in West Side Story. As the starry-eyed Maria in love with a gang member, she's had to work on her Puerto Rican accent, but her voice carries the role to the rafters.
I feel charming, oh so charming. It's alarming how charming I feel, and so pretty that I hardly can believe I'm real.
The 16-year-old singer will perform that showstopper this weekend for the final production of the season, West Side Story. A petite blonde woman in the lighting booth remembers the first time she was about that age and walked into this barn.
I am Teddy DeGeorge, and I am the lighting person here at Vermont Children's Theater. I'm on the board, and I've been here a long time.
DeGeorge now has children of her own in this theater troupe, but she can remember when she was only 17 and auditioned for a part in Barnum, a musical about the legendary circus man.
And it was very magical because Barnum is a very magical show. And as we were rehearsing, they were building the theater around us. And, you know, we'd come in and there'd all of a sudden be a floor. And then there was theater chairs. And then I remember them doing the stage. And first it was just the beams of it and then putting the stage on. And we were learning the song One Brick at a Time, and it was like, one brick at a time, one single solitary brick, and we were thinking, one board at a time. And that's how the theater was built, one board at a time.
It's still standing tall in the middle of a pasture, fueled by kid energy, volunteer muscle, and local generosity.
50, 50, $1 for $1, $5, $10, yes,
for VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Northeast Kingdom.